This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 249NUTS to get 249 domain registration or transfer.
Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 162.
1-6. Dos!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is MMA Show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes.
What's happening? It's 40 degrees outside.
You know, this weather is really freaking me out, man.
How so?
It's July, and today, like, it's going to get down to 46. At night.
Oh, shit. I need to bring some plants in.
It's crazy. It's like October weather. It feels like I should be going...
You mean Brocktober.
Yeah, true. Like I should be going pumpkin hunting or something, you know?
It's true. I once knew a girl named Pumpkin.
Did you? Did you have a big round behind?
No, I don't know why they called her that. She allegedly put out, but I never found out.
Pumpkin? Is some kind of weird thing there?
I don't know where I'm going with that, but anyway...
It's all good.
Have you noticed I didn't take any Alpha Brain? I'm dialed in, Ingo.
Yes.
Caffeinated. Shroom Tech for the win.
Nice. Did you take Shroom Tech?
No.
That stuff works, man.
Did you jujitsu on it?
Were I tried it twice. You know what? It's very subtle. It's almost like, it's not like the, like, Jacked or all that, like, Red Bull, where it gives you, like, this balls to the wall, like, I gotta kill
you
stuff.
Feel that rage?
It's more like you just have, like, a level that's... Your cardio just... I notice I sweat way more for some reason.
It's like... Because your heart is just like pumping.
Yeah. You just have a cardio level that just, you know, normally you wouldn't have. And you just kind of... Instead of, like, getting tired at the end of class, I felt fairly fresh. So, I think they work. I don't know. What do I know? They must work.
Supplements are good. Take supplements.
Yes.
Lots.
And steroids.
Take steroids, too. I don't give a shit.
Steroids are good for you.
As long as you're of age, at least 21s.
Yeah.
If you're still growing, I don't think you should be taking them.
No, but they're doing it nowadays in high school and junior
Jesus
high.
They were doing it back in the 90s when I was in high school. How the fuck do you have a person in high school bench pressing 450 pounds?
He's an extremely talented.
Yeah. And he's playing football. He's playing every position and fucking just destroying everybody. Oh, that guy's not on anything.
Nope.
You know who you are. I like to point at the camera sometimes.
Scary finger.
I should get really close to it right now.
Maybe.
Maybe. So let's hit some news. You ready?
The news!
Nice! Are you going to throw it at
the news.
Me? Maybe every week it needs to be in a different accent.
I only have one accent.
Go.
The news!
What country is that?
It's supposed to be British, but I'm not sure how close I am to that.
It's all good. It's all good. So I was watching, I like to watch the Poker After Dark sometimes. You ever watch that?
No, what is that?
It's just poker that's on late night. It's a little Texas Hold'em.
Okay.
So this show is from 3 years ago, and I never saw it. And they took three people from MMA... And they had three professional poker players.
Okay.
And the three people from MMA were Bruce Buffer.
Of course.
Randy Couture. Mm-hmm. And Dan Henderson.
And they're all good?
Not so much.
I thought Bruce was the man at poker. Doesn't he play constantly?
Yeah. He is. He was decent. He ended up in second. And Henderson actually was in third. And Henderson gave the pros probably the most trouble out of anybody because they didn't know whether he was coming or going or what the fuck was going on. And then there was a good moment where the female dealer says to Henderson, "All right, Henderson, I've spoken to you nicely about your cars. Don't make me come across the table and kick your ass, punk." And then Henderson goes, "Who made you say that? Because I will kick their ass, not yours." And fucking dead serious, and everybody at the table is like, "Holy shit. That guy means business."
Was he serious?
Yeah, he looked pretty serious. I want to put that video in, too. I found there's a good clip of that.
All right.
Like, holy fuck. See, that's why you need the TRT. That guy doesn't give a shit. And when he says he's going to kick some ass, I believe him. No one fuck around.
Yeah, there's still that story about him and Randy, like, back in, like, some bar in Atlanta. Do you ever hear that?
No.
apparently some shit went down, I don't know, and him and Randy Couture were at a bar, and I don't know, there was an argument, and then there somebody pulled out a baseball bat, and then they were both like, oh, it's fucking on, and I guess they were just outside the bar just leveling, just as they were coming, just leveling, like, guy after guy after guy, like, with one punch. And,
nice.
And then they ran, and then apparently, like, the next day, they had a meeting there, official meeting, at the bar, like, for dinner, and then the owner, like, kicked him out. He's like, you're the two fucking guys. What are you guys doing? He's like, what? They started it. So whatever. It's like a story that goes around. I believe Boss Rutten may have been involved. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, this was like...
That's too much firepower,
back in the
man.
90s, you know.
That's like three nuclear bombs. Well, two nuclear bombs and one cage fucker.
Yeah. You got to be careful who you're fucking with nowadays. Isn't that Urlacher got into it with Boss? Like,
well, yeah, because the story was Boss didn't know who he was. And I think Boss accidentally spilled a beer on him. And he was like, sorry, let me buy you a beer. And Urlacher was saying, what the fuck? You want to step outside? Bass is like, okay, let's do it. And then finally, Urlacher's friends told him, you don't want to do that. You're going to get your fucking ass kicked.
Yeah.
That's funny. I like to see those big, like, meathead guys.
Oh, yeah. Think he's going to fuck.
Think they're all tough.
I was like, really? Okay. You know, he just,
bada bing, bada bing, and then fucking Tabasco bottle, motherfucker.
I would love it. That's funny.
Hell yeah.
Boss is a guy I would love to hang out with for, like, a little while.
Yeah, in the prime, too. How fun would that have been? Like, back in the day?
I don't know. It'd probably be scary.
No, that'd be fun. That would be fun as fuck. So, next topic, Rampage Jackson, Roy Jones Jr.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They're supposed to box in December? What was this monstrosity?
Well, Bellator, first of all, said they'll never do a pay-per-view, and they reneged on that, which is this will be a pay-per-view, and I believe... Bjorn also said they were bringing Rampage in to make him the star of Bellator, and I don't know if this is really, like, the road to take to put...
You're going to have your star get his ass kicked.
Probably.
In boxing?
I don't know. Like, it's a straight-up boxing match, like, in any funny business?
That's what it sounded like.
Have they released any... Can Rampage go 10 rounds or 12 rounds?
I don't Rampage, know. And, well, the other thing is, too, what weight class? Were you going to fight at heavyweight?
205. Didn't Roy fight at like 2 something?
I have no idea.
Or 198.
I don't follow boxing
anymore. Fought at. He went up. He ruined his career because he went up and down in weight too much, and you know there were some other outside influences involved in his career. Not sure how he got so large so quickly, but
horse meat.
Yeah, but it's interesting.
It's other white meat.
I don't know. I'm not. I mean, I might watch it just to see what will happen. Because we've had it the one way. We've had the boxers in MMA. Now we got an MMA guy in boxing.
Yeah, and it depends. Because you had, what, the Ray Mercer, Tim Sylvia. That one didn't work out so well for Tim, unfortunately. And then you had James Toney and Randy Couture. And
yeah.
Toney fucking wasn't in shape. And
no.
Randy shot from fucking 3 miles away and landed the takedown. Jesus Christ, come on. Show up in shape. At least put a fight together.
Well, Roy Jones is fast, but Rampage has got a chin, so I don't know. I mean, he's got
Rampage may just slam him anyway and go some MMA. That would be awesome.
Weird. It's going to be a pay-per-view, so I don't get it. Are they going to have MMA on the card too? Can you mix it up like that?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Why not?
Really?
Have some fucking Muay Thai.
Sure.
A little jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
A little Thunderdome. 2 men enter, 1 man leaves. A couple midget fights.
Midget fights.
Whatever it takes.
Okay.
I'll stop on that. I was going to say Two Girls, One Cup. I still have yet to watch that.
Do not
refuse
do
to
it.
Watch
I don't
it.
Even know if you can still find it, but
I'm sure you can.
Do not Google Two Girls, One Cup.
Ridiculous. How many years ago did that happen? It was been a while.
Too many years ago, and it's still, now that you move, thank you for bringing it up again. What scene cannot be unseen?
That's all. Exactly. That's like, why I refuse.
It's horrible. I don't know what. It's really horrible.
I hear you.
Sad face of humanity. I don't know what they fed those women. Probably lots of drugs.
Seriously, what are you on to fucking soft serve ice cream?
I don't know. Moving on.
All right, moving right along. So Chael Sonnen is moving back to middleweight. And,
nice.
You know, he's fighting, Shogun first? Or who is he fighting?
Well, he's fighting Shogun, and then I think he wants Wanderlei Silva, supposedly.
Yeah, and Vitor Belfort. Like, I think he wants to just fight all of Brazil.
Yes.
Fuck everybody in Brazil. Is it a good move for him? Do you think middleweight is a better weight than 205?
Yeah, I mean, at 205, I don't see him being able to beat John Jones, so what's the point? At least now that the land, you know why he's moving back, because he feels like there's a chance he can grab a belt. Because Weidman, I think he can...
Do you think he'd really fight Weidman? Wrestler versus wrestler?
Why not? Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Aren't they buddies? I don't know. I don't think they are, but you'd think there'd be
They're buddies, but when it comes for a championship belt, come on. It's not like they grew up together.
No, I'm just saying wrestler versus wrestler. Like, he'd probably just... I think Sonnen's probably better off just doing what he's doing. Go after... Not Brazil, per se, but go after classic fights. So him and Shogun, him and Silva.
Well, whatever makes
him
money.
Him and Belfort.
You know? And I think him and Brian Stan are great in the broadcast booth. They both do a really good job.
And Stan's retired, and he's going to do that full-time.
Yep. So I think it's a good move on Sonnen's part.
I agree. And the other thing I want to mention, I almost thought Kurt Menefee was off the broadcast because when the prelims were on, John Anik was in the Menefee seat, and I was so pumped up. I'm like, yeah! And I'm not a big Anik fan, but I'm a hate. I do hate Menefee. Fuck that guy. You can't just dump a sports guy in there, and he's just sitting there reading off his shit.
Always with the notes. He's like,
and then as soon as we hit the prime time UFC on Fox, Menefee's in that seat with Sonnen and Stan. So disappointed. I thought we ditched him.
It's what he knows, man. And they got Brian Stan calling college football.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know, man. I think you can teach broadcasting. So if you have the chops for it, you can be taught to you know, do anything. Because some of the guys do racing, they do boxing, they do all kinds of weird shit, you know. I think once you get the hang of there must be some formula, you know, that you use.
I guess.
Gotta have that voice.
It's where you put that suit jacket on and then you're fucking in like Flint. It doesn't matter. Maybe we should try that. We gotta do that next show.
The suit show?
Yeah. I forgot. I've got like six in the garage.
Oh, man. We could change the set all up. Get like a glass table and a couple of bar stools. Higher and sit all prim and proper.
Maybe we should do that
for New Year's or something.
Yeah, a special
New Year's episode.
Yep.
In tuxedos.
And we'll put little coffee mugs in front of us, and we'll start the show like sitting with our hands crossed.
I like it.
Did you know "like" is the new
No.
Okay. Because I like keep saying it.
Do you?
Yep.
Like a 17-year-old schoolgirl. Like, man, like. No, that's illegal.
Oh, 19, sorry. 19. Only if you're 16.
19.
Sorry. 17. So sorry. So, next topic. The British Prime Minister David Cameron is announcing that by 2014, all ISPs in the UK will be mandated to block access to online pornography unless customers specifically ask for it. It's the beginning of fucking internet censorship.
If I was in the UK.
It's working its way over.
I've already sent my request. Put me on the list. Please, do not change anything. Yeah.
Please block all my porn activities. Yes. I would want no porn from here on out, okay?
Terrible.
What the fuck?
It might get overruled, right? Still got time.
I don't know. It's just it's a scary thought to think that you're going to start with pornography and then it's going to start branching and branching and then pretty much you're not going to have a fucking internet anymore.
China does that all the time. They shut off the internet. In the UK, you know, they have millions of cameras all over town. So I'm sure the citizens are used to it. I'm curious if any of the British fans out there have any comment on this, how you guys feel about it. Because coming from where I'm sitting, I think that's pretty crazy to even consider that as... I don't think that would ever pass in the U.S.
Well, they look at all the shit they're doing.
Yeah.
It's a matter of time.
Wait, I didn't say that.
What did you just say?
I said
no. He's just saying in theory.
In theory, they would burn the White House down.
Right.
In theory.
Not saying, suggesting
don't come
people
to
should
us,
do it.
Men in coats and hats.
Yeah, men in black, stay home, okay?
And glasses with your blaster rifles.
Steal second. Okay. Steal second. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
Slide home. Phone home?
I'm lost, man.
E.T. phone home?
Oh, gotcha. Is your nose going to, or your finger? Which one glows?
The finger.
Okay.
Fair enough. You know, you stick glowing it in places. So anyway, I think that's it for news. Let's move right along. Let's keep
moving
the show
on.
Flowing.
Flow into UFC on Fox 8.
Let's hit some scores. You ready?
No.
We all did pretty good.
Really?
I ended up 8-4. Ingo was 7-5, and Magic 8 Ball was 8-4. So we're not gaining any on that motherfucker. So overall, I'm 129-70. Ingo is 114-85, and the Magic 8 Ball is 134-65 at 67.3%. Correct.
Jesus Christ, I'm a
motherfucker. Motherfucker. So, how? I think this is the first card. It's probably happened in the past where you've had a 30-27 one way and a 30-27 the other way. And then that happened once, but it happened twice. So it was the Herman Smith fight and the Cruikshank. Who else? Edwards fight.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is going on? Are we just throwing out shit? One guy not even watching the fights? 30-27.
Do they have monitors now?
You would think. I thought they did.
I'm confused.
This was in Seattle.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were saying, what's going on? You eating some brownies and what?
Could you smoke in the arena?
Might as well. What the hell?
Well, is it legal there? I don't know. I know Colorado is next year, right? They've passed the law, but it's not officially in effect yet.
Yeah.
So.
Don't worry. I'm sure they'll crack down on it.
Yeah, I don't know what to say there. Interesting.
There's no problem with fucking judging at all.
None.
Moving right along.
You know what? Did you see the Danzig-Gilliard fight?
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty sad. I felt bad for Mac. I'm not sure what happened, like, when he came to, if it was, like, an involuntary...
Oh, he said what happened. I read this. He was tweeting about it. That he got knocked out, and then as he was coming to, he had two people sitting on his chest, and he had... detached cartilage from his ribs.
Ew.
And then people are sitting on his chest, so you get knocked out, you come to, and they're sitting on your chest, so he's in a little bit of pain there.
Why are they sitting on his chest?
I don't know. It's weird. Like you're getting arrested and the police are gangbanging.
Holding him
you.
Down, maybe, so yeah. He wouldn't get up?
Yeah.
They seem to do that a lot. Yeah, they seem to do that a lot. Like, I wonder... Is that the natural instinct to pop up and do something crazy? They try to keep him from doing that?
Well, just rape choke him then.
Yeah.
Or tase him. Tasers! That's what we need.
The shorts should be magnetic, and then like the thing just gets activated, and it's going...
Ooh, I like that
action. You're stuck to the ground. You can't
like
get
that.
Up.
Magnets like, in the gloves,
yeah,
too. There he does it every show. Sorry. It's all good. Everything works out every time. Perfect. Press it. Print it. The Loop, 97.9.
FM. And the chick fight was good.
Mm-hmm.
That Brazilian girl is tough, man.
Yep.
Holy cow.
Her face looked a little swollen.
Yes.
Someone delivered a lot of punishment. Carmouche. I was surprised it went so long.
Yeah, she's tough, man. When she gets on your back, you're fucking done, man. It seems like she's had some practice back there.
Yeah. What are you saying?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
She's pretty defined, too. She's pretty... strong. You see the definition in her?
Yeah. Her back?
You?
A little built. Interesting.
Hey, how about Robbie Lawler?
How about that Robbie Lawler?
Is he reborn? Rejuvenated? Resurgence?
Well, Volker? Volkers? What's his name? Volkers?
Yes.
He took the fight on 2 weeks' notice, and he didn't really come in necessarily being a favorite. Tough guy, but Robbie just looked really crisp in the stand-up. I think Rogan was commenting on this nonstop. He looked like he was fast. He was working his angles.
He was composed, too.
Oh, yeah. Not crazy.
Himself.
Like
right.
He normally is.
And fucking head kick, right?
Put him right down. It was bad. And
then he kind of waited. You're like, you got to stop it? Nah.
A couple more for good measure.
Yep. And here's the crazy thing about the fight is on our Facebook... And I had this thought before about a rematch.
Between?
Robbie Lawler and Nick Diaz.
Ooh, I like it.
And someone else had that same thought. Brandon Weinstein.
Oh, no. You guys are
like
on the same wavelength.
Like, you have made the most sense ever in that post.
Yeah, that was your best ever. And happy birthday, by the way, motherfucker.
Oh, you're throwing it out early. Yeah. All right, good.
In case we forget. I don't want him to kill himself.
No, not worry.
You have
He's in
out?
There.
Okay. Don't kill yourself.
We'll get you.
Don't die, okay?
Yeah, that's always a good don't advice. Die. Don't die, all right?
Because otherwise we'll forget. And what about the co-main event?
This may have been the fucking best fight of the year.
Ever. So, what are your thoughts on this one?
Two guys fucking scared to throw down.
Pretty much. Let's just
play it safe. That's how I saw it. Play it safe. Get the win. Fuck the fans. And I shit on both of them a little bit. Because it takes two to tango, is what they tell me. So, you know, Rory is establishing his jab all fight. It was like a GSP, who was it, Josh Koscheck fight.
Yeah.
Jabby, jabby, jabby jab.
A lot of guys don't use that, though. It's pretty effective. I think, I don't want to say that Ellenberger didn't try to get it going. I just really feel like that jab, when they kept showing the replay,
he's getting fucking nailed with that thing.
Stiff one. And he's short and compact, you know, and he's already like trying to, he's at a disadvantage in the reach department. And when he really went for it a couple times, he was able to clip him and get him to the ground. And I just kind of wish like he could have done that earlier. But I get it. You know, sometimes when a guy's like doing something to you and you just feel like you don't have an answer, you become like hesitant and you're about to do something, about to, next thing you know, three rounds went by and you didn't do anything. I think that's what happened, unfortunately.
And Rory was using good angles in his defense, too, because as Ellenberger would come in, you'd see him just swing and miss, just completely off angle.
Yeah.
And McDonald's over there by this point.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
It's fucked up. I was expecting a war in this fight and I didn't get it.
Yeah,
and
too bad.
Someone made the post on Facebook, and I think it was Justin Dr. Bound Carter, who said they advertised candy and they gave me fucking vegetables.
Vegetables are delicious, though.
It depends which kind.
I like all kinds.
Brussels sprouts?
Dude, are you kidding me? You eat Brussels sprouts?
No.
Oh, man, I should hook you up with
what's the worst vegetable that's out there?
Brussels sprouts?
I'm trying to think. What vegetable do I not
I'm not
like?
Saying this is the healthy way to eat them.
Are you going
to
slam dunk it
for me? I will eat them, just... you know, steamed, but Brussels sprouts, garlic, pepper, salt, a little bit of butter, a little bit of olive oil, fry them up in the pan a little bit, and then throw the pan in the oven on like 300 for about 20 minutes. Pull those bitches out, man. They melt in your mouth. Delicious. I love Brussels sprouts, especially with like a nice piece of steak. Oh, yeah. You don't like Brussels sprouts?
I don't know. I'm just throwing out something that sounds nasty. I can't think of what's the worst vegetable.
Kale. Good.
I don't like beets.
Oh, dude. I'm all about beets. Yeah. Beets. Love it.
I don't know.
Radishes? You like radishes?
All right.
I don't know. I like all vegetables. Into it. Yeah. Anyways, candy's good too. But see, candy gives you like that buzz and then you just.
And pass out from a fucking sugar
vegetables
carb
even.
OD.
You do get some gas sometimes. You eat some.
I've had lots of that lately.
Gassy vegetables.
It's all good.
Yeah.
So next for Rory, I think the only fight that makes sense is probably the Condit rematch.
Yep.
And then fucking Ellenberger, give him the stun gun on the fucking undercard.
Ooh, come on.
Sorry, undercard.
The guy hasn't lost in like 3 years. He's only lost once, right? What, to Johnny Hendricks?
Undercard.
Who did he lose to? I forgot.
Who?
Oh, did he lose to Condit? Who did Ellenberger lose to?
Christ.
Son of a bitch! I forgot. It's either Condit or Hendricks or something. I don't know.
I can't do
my
math.
My brain's not working.
Fucking moving right along.
Don't worry about it. Just move on to
It doesn't matter, but he didn't come to fight that night. It seemed like he was shell-shocked, and there should be some repercussions.
Well, Dana wasn't happy, and we know that. He was bitching about it. Said it was a piece of shit
fight. It's on both of them, though. It's not on one or the other. Moving right along, best fight of the card.
Yes, the main event.
I think the prelims were pretty fucking
Muraga awesome. Versus the champ, Demetrius Johnson, who I thought came to win.
And I usually win to come.
You win to come.
Something.
No, you had asked me before we started taping what my thought was on this.
And
I felt like Demetrius went for it. You know, obviously Muraga was way overmatched. He tried, you know, to kind of deal with the speed, but it's just impossible. This guy is so fucking fast. It's ridiculous.
He hurts my brain, Ingo. Yes. Hurts it!
And Rogan said he's the most technical fighter in MMA. Would you agree to that statement?
No. But when he says technical, does that mean boring?
I don't know, man.
Well, usually that's what
Lyoto Machida was very technical. Amir Sadala, who has disappeared.
Oh, he's super, but he's technical.
Highly technical.
Muay Thai style.
But yeah, I felt like Johnson was able to just take him down at will. It was a lot of the same.
He's like 10 for 10.
Yeah.
Like.
And then finally gets, that was a nice transition. Kimura to an armbar. I'm going to have to steal that. I forgot about that hole. That's a nice move, man. The guy tries to escape from the Kimura or armlock, and boom, you just go right to a armbar. Beautiful. I like it.
I watched the fight in fast forward. I'm not going to lie.
How did you even see these guys in that case?
Well, it was mostly one guy on top of the other guy, ooh, and then someone working for Kimura. And
we need to do a rematch. I want to see Dodson versus Johnson.
Yeah,
again.
I'd be up for that.
I think they need to fight again. I felt like Dodson had a bad game plan in the first fight, and he can execute.
It's just these lighter weight classes just don't do it for me. I'm sorry.
No.
It's too fast for my slow brain, and I just don't feel the power. They are skilled. It's just not my thing.
I hear you.
Not my thing. Moving right along. Done.
Yes.
UFC 1.
Oh, we right into that new event that is coming up shortly.
Three.
Hang on.
With one fight that's not happening anymore.
Which one?
Maya Koscheck fight. Koscheck got injured,
yes,
right?
Yes, and Maya, Jake Shields just got announced today.
Oh!
They're doing that in the fall.
Fucking good night, Jake Shields.
I think Jake Shields goes to sleep.
Oh my God, fight, so. Is he going to get fucked up. So sorry.
But yeah, this is happening August 3rd at the HSBC Arena in Is it Rio or Rio de Janeiro? It
should be Rio.
Brazil.
I saw the beaches there in Brazil were pretty stacked. People kept posting pictures all day. Looked like millions of people. Yeah. Like millions.
Nice. And one notable piece of news regarding this is that Joe Rogan once again will not be making the trek to Brazil.
And is he questioning everything?
I'm not sure what he's doing, but Brian Stann steps in to take over his spot to be hosting with Mike Goldberg,
which I
actually would have loved to see Goldberg not do it either and
have
a Stan Sonnen or a Stan, like, what can you get in there? Like a Stan Frank Mir kind of a combo, something kind of like different.
I don't know, you need someone to do.
It is a pay-per-view after all, you got to keep the.
Yeah, or Stefan Bonner. He does a decent job of Frank Mir.
Isn't he on the blacklist now that he got busted for steroids?
No, he went into the Hall of Fame. So.
Oh, that's right. Okay, fair enough.
And some people are crying, Tito Ortiz. Hey, speaking of Tito Ortiz.
What about him?
He's allegedly going to make a comeback. What do you think about that? Dana White says, I don't give a fuck. Who wants to see him? He hasn't won in 4 years. The only person he beat was Ryan Bader. Not my words, his.
Okay. I don't care either way. I'm okay with him fighting or not. He was never one of my favorite guys.
No.
But I respect the man.
Longevity, that's all. Yeah,
he's had a long career. He's got a lot of neck problems, so I suggest he just stays away.
That's probably best.
Do your thing,
stay
man.
Away. Keep to managing. Hmm. Right?
Cyborg. Seems to be working for him.
So far.
Give lots of press conferences because it's always entertaining.
Oh, God. Keep that was coming. The most painful thing I've ever seen. Do you want to get into the first fight?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
We've got Lyoto,
the Dragon,
Machida. He's 19-3 versus Phil,
Mr. Wonderful
Davis. He's 11-1. Machida 37% of his wins by KO, 11% by submission. Davis 18% of his wins by KO, 36% by submission. I got this weird feeling that this could be one of the most boring fights. Worse than McDonald versus Ellenberger.
You think so?
Possibly.
Worse than Phil Davis versus Rashad Evans on Fox?
Possibly.
Wow.
Because you have Phil Davis, who's very tentative in striking.
Yes.
And you have Lyoto Machida, who loves the counter-strike.
Yes.
So what are we going to have? Let's just keep looking at each other and dancing and dancing and waiting and waiting. And Machida will probably be the aggressor. I think the big question is Davis going to be able to come in and take Machida down?
Don't think so.
What do you think?
I feel like the strategy he used for John Jones should be the same thing, except Davis is not as dangerous in the stand-up. You know, if you look at Machida's pedigree, he's faced a ton of wrestlers, man, in his career. And Davis has never faced a striker of this caliber.
He doesn't fare well against people in the top 10.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that Machida controls the distance like he always does. He lunges in and out. He picks Davis apart in the first round. And second round, it's going to come down to Davis gets frustrated, maybe does something out of the ordinary. And we all know how good Machida is at using some of that against you. So I say Machida knocks Phil Davis out in the second round. It's in Brazil. I mean,
you're not going to beat Brazil in Brazil.
Yeah, and there's a lot at stake here. I think Machida wants another shot at John Jones. I think he had a legitimate chance to beat him the first time until the elbow came down. And, you know, if you remember, that fight was kind of – I had that fight in his favor after the first round. And then Jones took him down and beat him senseless and choked him unconscious. So,
and then dropped him off like a bad habit.
So maybe, you know, I think a man of his stature in MMA probably wants another shot at that one. So I pick him to win via knockout.
I actually agree with you on that one.
Do you? Okay.
And I think it'll probably be Davis going for a shot and eating a fucking knee in the process.
Or a kick
front kick to the face, a little crane kick, Randy Couture style.
Or like capoeira, like. He sits down, puts his hands down, and kicks up. Like, is that legal? I don't know.
I think the way you beat Machida, though, is you have to throw five strikes minimum and get him into the cage. Because he's too good at it. You throw one, two, and he's out of the way. He's circled out. If you throw five when he's close to the cage, you get him back against the cage, then you could possibly get a takedown. I just don't see Davis putting a combination together. He's usually one, and then he works the takedowns, but if you can't close the distance, how are you going to get the takedown? So I just don't see it.
Yep.
So I'm agreeing. I actually think it is a second round, and I think I'm going to go with a knee, Davis coming in with a shot, and I wouldn't be surprised if Machida fucking shoots in on him like...
Takes him down?
No, I mean like...
Both guard? Oh.
Like strikes.
Double like, strike? Shooting strikes?
Yes. Maybe he comes in Donkey Kong standing. Bing. Two!
Yeah.
Machida.
Machida-san.
Machida.
Arigato.
Mr. Fagato. What?
I don't know.
You can't say that, Ingo.
I didn't say shit.
Oh, my God.
There's an echo in the room. Sponsors! We have...
Who are you going to start with?
I don't know, defensesoap.com, use your code MMANUTS, get 15% off. This is good stuff. I use this all the time. It seems to not dry out.
I put it in my mouth sometimes.
Listen, in the summer, I used to peel a lot. Like from
pee?
Not pee. I drink a lot of water. But no, like I used to peel from being out in the sun constantly.
Yep.
This seems to keep you moistened up. You have to use this nice and
moist is good. The moister, the better.
Yeah.
It's like a good cake or a brownie.
Plus, it smells delicious. It has like eucalyptus and all kinds of shit in here. All
right, let me smell that. I might.
15% off, code MMA Nuts. They have a lot of different products too. You know, these guys are supporting a lot of local wrestlers and things, so it's. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Haven't you ever, like, swore as a child and your parents stuck a bar of soap in your mouth
never.
For a half hour?
That's never happened. I used to get beaten, and I would laugh.
Oh, I got beaten, too. I got
soap
shit
never
broke
came
on
out.
Me. It's really good. I swear to God. I wouldn't lie.
Chop it up and eat it for dinner.
If you've had Dial in your mouth, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No,
the defense soap in your mouth. I'd be motherfucking everybody. Fuck you, Ma. You fucking cunt. I don't mean that really, but I'm just saying. I wouldn't be afraid to say that to get a little bit of this in my mouth.
Organic soap in your mouth. I don't know if it's
organic.
Tastes delicious.
Oh.
Do not try this at home. We don't want to be responsible.
It might be the arc on it.
Could be. This feels good. Anyways.
It's very good.
Also brought to you by GoDaddy.com.
Coming at you.
Codes.
Whoa. That one was a little high. Oh, so cool. Sorry.
Nice.
We're shooting in. We're flying high.
We have codes, man.
Aiming low.
Which codes? Man, this is a huge shirt.
You get 32% off with Go 32 off 6. You can get a 249.com or a transfer with 249 nuts. You could get 3.coms. That's right, 3 with fucking straight up MMA nuts, and that's for what? Is that $4.95? Fuck it. I'll do $4.95 all day long. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
$4.95. The last one, you could get a $3.99.com or $4. I'm not sure. Probably $3.99 with code
$4.com. Free 7.
Free 7, and that gives you free private registration.
Yes, for your porn.
That's important. Privacy, you don't want people to know who you is.
That's right.
Or and who you isn't.
We also are brought to you by Onnit. Also the makers of Alpha Brain.
Making it rain one pill at a time.
You can go to onnit.com/MMA nuts. Yeah, that. Oh, that's lovely.
That's very don't nice. Worry, I'll be coming some at you next week.
Some jism. Alpha Brain, Shroom Tech Sport, the hemp protein, Hemp Force, which is delicious, by the way.
See, you know the taste I have in my mouth? That's what something else tasted like, by the
just
way.
Just like that?
Yep. Mm. You should try it sometime.
Not anymore.
Nah.
It's aired out.
Mellows out sometimes.
It's all good. Back to Onnit. Hemp Force, speaking of hemp. It's delicious. Listen, this is that's like seriously the best protein drink I've ever had.
It is delicious.
It's really good.
It's no bullshit.
Yeah.
And even the raw hemp, when I just mix it with water and I drink my hemp protein shake.
Ugh.
And sometimes it doesn't mix so well with water, and then there's still a shit ton of it at the bottom. I'll just take a spoon and just start eating the hemp, and it tastes fucking delicious.
Nice.
Hemp protein.
I want to make you some special hemp.
That's fine. It's just weird because it's almost even protein to carbs.
Which is a good thing.
Sometimes. Sometimes I like to just go heavy protein. Not so much on the carbs, but it's all good.
Okay. Yeah, so like I said earlier, Shroom Tech Sport works. Alpha Brain, I'm on the fence on this stuff. I don't know.
I OD'd on it last week. I didn't realize I was already taking a neuro enhancer.
There you go.
So when I doubled up, it did not work.
They also have a lot of other shit. They don't make these, but those Tonka bars, which you should try one.
Oh, I'm going to try one.
Delicious. Really delicious.
That's probably a good snack.
Buffalo
for
meat.
Out there.
I'm taking them to the office, and I'm going to have them as an afternoon snack instead of like the usual fake protein bar I have.
So you leg kick your boss, then you take a buffalo bar, and you stick a Tabasco bottle
up her ass. How does that
Hey! Happen? We're all friends here.
It's all good.
Isn't that what a friend does to...
They might like that.
Another co-worker's ass or something.
So anyways...
I'm coming to your place of business, Ingo.
We have no more sponsors because the rest of the sponsors can suck a dick for now.
Yeah. I'm just saying the one sponsor that's missing has 1 week to rectify the situation.
Uh-oh.
And when said situation... You are red. We're going to take a timeout.
I'm back with the green.
Back.
We're back. What were you saying? Something about leg kicking?
Oh, I said I will come to your place of business. I am. Deliver.
I'm hoping you don't have to come to my place of business soon. Maybe I won't have a place of business.
We're close.
Yeah.
So close.
Got to get there. But let's say this.
What?
That a lot of fighters have said that some sponsors do not pay them. Well, we've not had a problem in 3+ years with that, but it seems to me that there is a trend happening at the current moment where we may or may not have had a major sponsor sign up with us, and we drove them so much business that they refused to pay us, which shall remain nameless because they still have a chance to remedy the situation.
I'm just saying, rectify the situation, and we won't have an issue.
Yes.
And if we don't, then we're going to have an issue next show, and we're just going to make everything public.
Yes.
Like most fighters do. So
they'll have a week. This is your warning.
It is what it is.
If we send you business, you must pay.
Moving right along.
Or you will, I'm trying to think of another word that rivals pay.
Or you'll turn gay.
Yes.
What do you say? Why don't you go eat some hay?
Yeah.
Let's just play.
Okay.
Fair enough. This is like a Billy Madison.
Okay.
Happy Gilmore.
That's what I was thinking about. Yes.
Happy Gilmore. All right, we've got Jose. Scarface. Aldo, he's 22-1 versus Chan.
The Korean Zombie!
Song Jung. I like how the promo is just Aldo versus Korean Zombie. Fuck your name, you're just Korean Zombie. It's like Rampage. Aldo, 59% of his wins by KO, 9% by submission. Korean Zombie, 23% of his wins by KO, 62% by submission. And he has a twister. Deal with it. And this fight was supposed to be Aldo versus Pettis, right? And then Pettis got injured and somehow is fighting Benson Henderson at the 155 title because TJ Grant got injured.
Yep.
These things happen in MMA, you go.
They do.
Do you want to go first, or you want me to lay
some knowledge
down? Doesn't matter.
What do you feel?
I'll drop some knowledge. So we've got Aldo, who hasn't lost a fight in fucking close to 8 years.
Okay.
He's on a 15 fight win streak. The challenge I see for Aldo is you look at a guy like the Korean Zombie who can just fucking eat shots one after another. He doesn't give a fuck. He keeps coming forward and could have the gas tank. He likes the Homer Simpson approach where he'll eat. And if he can get you to the ground, you might be in trouble. But Aldo's a crowd pleaser, and he's got the ground game to back his shit up. But he prefers to stand to please the fans, and I appreciate that. But this is a fight where you look at Aldo, he has problems with conditioning because that 155 cut for him is a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. So sometimes in rounds 4 and 5, a little iffy.
Down a bit, yeah.
So what I'd like to see from Aldo is the leg kicks like crazy. And here's two guys who you watch their promo for this fight. Flying knee, flying knee, flying knee, flying knee. But Korean Zombie has not fought in fucking 15, 14 months, something like that. It's been a long time. And then you're going to go over to Brazil, and you're going to fight the fucking champion in his home country. I don't see a fucking chance. I just don't see it, so.
I do.
I'm taking fucking Aldo.
I see a chance.
Everybody's got a chance, but fuck, this guy's he's at Anderson Silva level. Oh, no.
Oh, and look what happened to Silva.
Oh, no.
But
he isn't getting sloppy, and he doesn't pull that bullshit.
True.
Matrix.
But
so.
Here's the thing.
Go.
The Korean Zombie, we all know, is going to have a reach advantage.
He's got the coolest merchandising ever.
True. And he has a significant reach advantage. I think he's a more... The problem in this fight is I think Aldo needs to get in there in order to... Not like that. Inside, in order to play his game. And the Korean Zombie is really good at changing angles, like in a fight. He's really kind of like he likes to keep stuff at distance. So I feel like this fight plays out in the clinch. Whoever can control that portion of the game is going to have a chance at winning this fight. Because I feel like on the ground, they're both pretty equal. If one guy gets on top, you know, Aldo's got a pretty good ground and pound. And the Zombie, of course, is vicious from the top. But I feel like the clinch game is going to be the most interesting factor in this fight. And I want to say that the Korean Zombie has a strength advantage and also a jiu-jitsu advantage in some respect because
Why?
He is so unpredictable. He's not a normal guy. If you look down his list of finishes, like he's finished by all kinds of shit. He's not a guy who does arm bars all day or kimuras or, you know, triangles. He does everything. So, therefore, I'm going to say late third round, early fourth, Korean Zombie by submission. I think Aldo gets tired. Korean Zombie, the new champion.
I think that's crazy talk. And one would say blasphemy. Blasphemy.
You know what's blasphemy is the
what?
Fact that Ricardo Lamas is not fighting this fucking fight. That is blasphemy.
Well, it should have been the Lamas versus Korean Zombie, but
which was going to be
hurt.
Awesome. Yeah.
So, I got to go Aldo. I think Aldo's actually going to finish him. I think he's going to wear him down.
Maybe.
Like, here it is again. Like, Uriah Faber.
Keep chopping him.
He could catch the kick and take him down. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
His takedown defense is pretty solid. And Korean Zombie, not a wrestler per se.
He can get you down.
Faber. He's not a Mike Brown.
Got a little like jiu-jitsu takedown, judo kind of
judo
thing.
Judo throw
going on.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Aldo. Second round, probably not. Probably you got to go 3 to work him. If it goes 4 and 5, I get a little worried. But Brazil, no fucking way you're going to be a Brazilian in Brazil. The title fight. No way.
If you're the Zombie, you can do it.
You can, but Aldo's bringing a shotgun. He doesn't give a shit.
Okay.
Look, the Zombies. And the Magic 8-Ball is going to take the Korean Zombie. Ouch. Korean Zombie. Magic 8-Ball knows all.
It does.
Moving right along. Ass and nuts.
Hey, can I go first before I forget?
Yes, please.
All right. Mohammed from Oman emailed us. Says, hey guys, big fan of the show. Since I don't get any pre or pro match MMA shows where I live, I always watch your show.
Where does he live?
Well, from Oman.
And that is?
It's in the Middle East, I believe.
Okay.
Could be wrong. With a man, I mean,
I'm going to need a country on the next email.
Okay. Oman.
I don't know.
I'll look it up for you in a second.
It's a lot of work.
It's over there somewhere where they make oil or some shit. Best MMA show on the internet for sure, he says. And thank you. And a question for the nuts.
Yeah.
How can we convert Matt into a football fan? Yes, I said football. Get on it, Ingo. He doesn't understand.
What?
You don't understand.
What don't I understand?
Football, man.
I'm actually coaching my daughter's soccer team. That's right, soccer. I don't understand football.
Football.
But I'm going to teach it like hockey.
You're going to teach it
like
hockey?
Is that a problem? Don't be afraid to make contact. Play the body, not the ball.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Capital Abu Dhabi. So he's over there.
Oh, Abu Dhabi. What's up?
Official language, Arabic.
We need to go there sometime. Where is that MMA facility? Remember we were talking about that?
It's in Abu Dhabi.
I don't remember whose facility it was.
Was it that M1? Thing. Or no, the other guy. Glory?
That thing was, Glory. That thing was fucking awesome. On the top of a building or something.
You know how expensive it would be to go there? Are you kidding me?
They're going to fly us there.
Probably like $10,000.
Can we get
a
king or a prince just fly us out?
I hear if you're like a pretty hooker. Woman, you can get like lots of money to do dirty shit. So
millions of dollars. They fly all these hookers out and they do.
I'm sure there's a king that's
shit.
Perverted and wants.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm not doing perverted shit. But just fly the nuts out. What's up, Abu Dhabi's? Do I need passports? And
yes,
for sure.
You definitely probably need a passport. I don't know about.
Can't
shots.
Get a private plane.
Maybe
I probably still need a passport and TSA to fondle my goons.
Oh God. What else you got?
Henriette Whitaker asked a question. Should Alan Belcher move to welterweight? And he says yes. What do you think?
Can he do it? He's pretty big.
I don't know. He's a big
MW. He looked drawn out for his last fight.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can do it.
I don't know if he can make it. So I will say no. Andrew M. Yeah, the summer is half over. When the hell is the MMA Nuts barbecue show? That's BBQ, not BBC.
I don't know, man. I barbecue every weekend, sometimes during the week. I just haven't really thought about putting it on video. I wouldn't say I'm that good at it. It's just something I do.
We're good at it.
Are we?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Why not?
I don't know.
Keith's pretty good, too.
Well, Keith is a master.
I think Keith needs to be the ringleader of this show. It's a matter of time.
I think Keith with a glass of Jack, a cigar, and a fucking grill would be hilarious.
And then us, like... Just
conversing?
Yes.
Yeah. Just talking about random shit while he's barbecuing
fuck
up some shit.
And then it'll be like 6 hours, but he likes slow and low.
So we get really fucked up and smoke cigars, and then we eat.
Yeah. And then we'll just like fast forward us.
Yeah. Well, it could be time lapse. You know, it doesn't have to be like a 6 hour long show.
Sure.
I mean, it could, but
no,
we don't want to watch that.
We'll take you down.
Yes. That's a good idea.
Eat like a champ.
Sure,
so
about that.
We'll do that.
We can set that up. We can get Hector to come out and set up multiple cameras. We'll
sure.
Just talk. We'll mic us up. And we got 4 mics. Everybody can hang out and eat and talk and drink beers and have random conversations.
Fuck yeah. It's always good eating over there. He makes it gluten-free for me. He makes special shit for me.
Oh, yeah.
Gluten-free. Here are your tins. He's got, like, the Sterno under it, keeping everything warm.
He knows what he's doing, man. I've eaten a lot of his cooking, and that is one place where whenever I go, I always feel ill because I just eat too much. can't stop.
Remember when Mark comes over?
Oh, yeah.
Mark's our friend, and he's a little on the skinny side, and whenever he comes over to Key's house, or when he used to, that motherfucker would eat for 3 hours straight. He'd almost out-eat me.
Yeah.
Almost.
He can eat, man.
But
it's good. I cut myself good shit, off. Man. They make excellent food there.
Yep.
So.
Gregory the Fountain asks, who is one fighter who is still fighting in the UFC who should just retire?
Go ahead. You go first.
Kenny Florian.
He's not fighting,
but he's commentating. He was a fighter. He should be out. Out, Ingo. Out. KF. See ya.
I'm going to have an unpopular opinion about this, but...
GSP?
No, I think Wanderlei Silva should
retire. That's almost blasphemous. But
I feel like he's in Chuck Liddell territory. He's been through too many wars.
Yeah, he's close.
I think, like, it's time, man. He should just... I don't want to see him, like, not be there, you know, in 10 years. That kind of thing.
Because, you know, that war he had with Stan, I mean, it's just, you can't take those kind of shots, man, and keep getting knocked out and getting older. And I'd like to remember him for how he, I mean, he should have retired there. I'd like to remember him for that, you know, mm-hmm. That's the Vanderlei, and just be done. Like, I know it's hard, but I wish he would retire.
I think 125-pound division should just all retire. Anyway,
moving right along. Men and women?
No, I like the women division.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty exciting. Jeff Ellsbury asks, why don't you get an interview with Felice Herring?
You want to take this one or should I?
Whatever. Honest. Go.
The truth is we have tried. The problem is her manager sucks a big black dick and will not work with us. So there, I said it. And he should.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what his problem is, but she should totally be on the show. She's local.
We've trained under her father.
Yes, who's cool. And I don't know what the deal is. Apparently, she's extremely popular. You know.
Whatever.
It's all good. We'd love to talk to her. May or may not happen, but there's plenty of other people. So
hey, don't worry. I got a pouty face.
Right. You know.
Moving right along.
It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Connor Hills asks, if Rory gets a title shot, would he be the biggest threat to GSP to date?
Probably. He's like a younger 2.0 version of GSP.
Yep.
GSP
seems to think he's going to be the champion someday and do more and better things than himself.
Would there ever be a possibility where a younger guy like that takes fights and just works on his game instead of trying to be a badass killer so that when the time comes that the torch is passed, he's ready? Would that make you think that, you know, all that shit with BJ Penn and how he opened up in that fight and then how he's just jabbing the whole fight this time. He's, like, building his little arsenal of weapons. So when GSP finally...
Well, here's another thought to that is people were saying if he had an impressive win, he would have got the title shot.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he did that so it wasn't impressive so he wouldn't have to have that GSP fight.
Who's going to lose?
Prolonged it.
Shortly.
I think he's going to retire. GSP is going to retire
before
within.
He fights or after?
I don't think Rory and GSP ever fight.
No, probably not. I'm saying I think George will lose his belt to Johnny Hendricks.
Could happen.
This is my opinion.
Or he could get jabbed to death. Because I've been thinking about that too.
Yeah.
Jab, move, jab, move, jab, move. Takedown.
Yeah. Johnny Hendricks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that could be the Koscheck fight. Again, yeah, I go back to that. I mean, Koscheck didn't have the power that Hendricks has, so...
I just don't think you can take a guy down so easy when he's bull-rushing you, which is what Hendricks does.
True.
I don't think he comes out tentative.
The only other issue is the cardio, though.
True.
With Hendricks.
Five-rounder.
Hendricks,
that's a big country boy, man.
Yeah.
He likes
I'm a baconator, motherfucker, and my chew, so... Yeah. It'll be a little challenge.
We will see.
Yep. Daniel Ivanovich, guys, would you like to see Cyborg versus Fallon Fox? If so, would you like to see the winner of this fight get a title shot against Jose Aldo?
I don't know. That's too crazy for me to consider.
What? Justin Dr. Wim Carter, which female fighter would you be least surprised to find out has a big black cock?
Go ahead.
Ronda Rousey! She is slinging dick like it's going out of style. She's
probably
breaking arms like fucking cocks. A chick will cock bar you. Watch out. Justin Dr. Bound Carter, round 3. Who do you think wins in a Rory Condit rematch based on that shit show? And would you like to see Ellenberger versus Lawler? So, Rory Condit rematch... What do you think?
I'm trying to remember how Condit looked in his last fight. I would want to go ahead and say that it's a good possibility that Rory looks much better in the rematch.
Oh, yeah.
He's come a
He'll
long way.
He'll be more composed.
Yeah. And, you know, if you remember, he wasn't exactly losing that fight. And he just happened to lose it very near the end.
He blew it all out in the first two rounds.
So I would say Rory can look good as far as... The second half of the question?
Ellenberger versus Lawler, no interest.
I don't think so. No.
Dylan Rook, why are the 135ers so boring? I'm more on 125ers.
35ers are all right still.
it's the for me, it's the lighter waiters. They move fast. I can't keep up.
Yeah.
And less knockouts. The lower the weight, the least KOs. Anders Pettersson, what do you nuts think Benson will do differently against Pettersson, pound a BBC?
Against Pettersson?
Sorry, Pettis.
Oh, I was like, what?
No, Pettersson was his name. And he said, what do the nuts think Benson will do differently against Pettis?
I don't know. I don't know that he does much different.
He doesn't look like he's changed his game as much as Pettis has.
Yeah.
Pettis looks like a different fighter.
True. Yes. I've really not put much thought into that fight yet. I plan to. I'm curious. There's a lot of unknowns right now. And it's, you know, Benson is seems like he's leaning towards playing it safe these days. So I'm not sure.
Decision.
Yeah, I mean, when those guys fought in WEC, it was a different story. So
that
I don't.
It was a close fight. Yeah. And it would seem that the Showtime kick was the decision maker. So.
Mm-hmm. No. We'll see.
Yeah. And last question, Brandon Weinstein will close it out. We gave you your shout-out for your birthday. And he says, you better not let me down, you fucking big black cock-loving motherfuckers. Also, how goddamn hot is Jessica Andrade? Getting her head bounced off the canvas or not, I want to have a sleepover inside her crotch. Yum. And I will step up here. Speaking of a sleepover in someone's crotch, have you seen Dana Diarmond on Twitter?
No.
We are following her, and everyone should probably follow her. She's actually auctioning off a bunch of stuff and some pink nylons that she has up for auction. Here's the description. Encasing everything from my hips down to my feet in a sheer shade of pink, these nylons are totally femme seduction. Smothered by my labia and pulled up close to my tight asshole for a smell of absolute ecstasy. That's right, I said that like that. They are sealed for freshness and will be sent the very next day. You'll never win this moist, tasty, and erotic item if you don't bid. Good luck and happy bidding, Ingo. And there are said tights.
Nice.
And
she gives you both angles.
Yeah, you get money shot and everything.
Okay, nice.
But who wants that stuff?
I don't know. That's pretty.
That's a porn star's business.
It's weird because, like, in Japan, apparently you can buy these things in the vending machine, like porn panties and stuff.
How do you know it's not an 80-year-old woman?
You have no idea.
Stinking that shit.
Or they just
up.
Spray it with, like, tuna juice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Open a can of tuna, pour it all over.
I don't know. It's pretty disgusting. I would never buy anything like that.
I'm going to take a pass on that.
Yeah, but what was the original question?
I disagree with you,
Brandon. I don't think that chick's hot. This is a good thing. If we ever hang
She's
out, we go to the bar, we will not be competing for females.
She's from Brazil. No. You got to take Brazil's.
All good.
All day, all night.
I know, but I didn't think she was hot. Sorry.
I don't care.
Carmouche has, like, the build of, like, a fucking man. She's huge. Oh, my God, that chick's scary.
Yes. Moving right along.
Yes.
Knowledge, you got any?
Nothing.
A little bit. I'll just say I was my youngest daughter. She is, what, 8? And sometimes we have a little kick fight. She doesn't throw proper kicks because she isn't skilled in taekwondo like the older daughter. So she likes to just catch my kicks. So I'll just throw a little roundhouse at her. She likes to catch it and then try to take me down with it. So the other day we're in the kitchen and we're squaring off. Come on, throw a kick at me. And none of those tricky kicks. If I throw a switch kick, I'll get her.
Okay.
And then sometimes I'll fake the switch and then go back to just a straight-up roundhouse. So she says, this time, she says, I'll throw the kick and you catch it. I said, okay, don't kick my knees or don't roundhouse kick my knees because both my knees have been hurting. She goes, yeah, I won't kick your knee. So what does she do? She fucking front kicks me straight to the fucking knee. Like, you, oh, dirty. Well played, though. It's all about the art of deception.
Yeah.
Tell them you're not going to do it, and you fucking kick them square. At least you didn't oblique kick me.
Yeah.
Just hit it Or
to the balls, inadvertently.
Yeah, I've got many of those for my daughters. But anyways.
Yeah.
That's it. We're shutting it down.
All right.
1 hour and 7 minutes.
Has it been that
Cha-ching.
Long?
Cha-ching! Always.
I don't think so. You just leave it black.
I think we started at 20, so we're probably about 3, and then I add the other stuff
in. It should be like our thing.
107!
Like, no matter what, it's always 107, so there's just black dead air, and you just flash random words up on the screen.
Money. Dollar bills. Yeah.
Babe. Fortune. Dial 1-800. Big black cock. My name's Inga Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith.
That's been this week's edition of the show. We'll see you next week.
Thanks
for
playing. That's how I like to shoot it. I've been doing that lately.
What?
It's my gun.
You shoot it?
Okay. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
Good.
Done.